Om Shanti. As we sit in this hall, we are reminded of our student life. We are sitting in the university, godly university, and we are God's students. Just like in other university, students are aware of different subjects they study. Are we also aware of the subjects we study here? I'm sure we do. We don't read too many, we don't study too many subjects. Just simple. Only four subjects. Knowledge, yoga, dharana and service. Each subject is connected. Each subject is more important than the other. But today, this evening, I will only take up the subject of service, and in that also, the aspect of service through the mind. Even when we look at the subject of service, we can divide into four parts. We can serve on four levels. And we have to claim equal marks on all levels. Service of the self, service through words, giving message to the world, yajna service, service through the body, yajna service, and service through the mind. We should become all-rounders, definitely. But according to the present time, as the time is short, we have to reach out to the whole world to share Baba's message. We cannot reach physically, so we have to use the power of mind, the power of thought, the power of silence. So we really need to become expert. According to the present time, in serving through the mind. And anyone can do it. Everyone can do it. Because it doesn't need any academic qualification. It doesn't need any position. It doesn't need any other facilities. All that I need to do is to understand what it means to serve through the mind. If you say it in Hindi, it is even more meaningful. Mansa Seva. Mansa Seva means service of the mind. Until I serve my mind, the mind cannot serve others. So what is service through the mind? We can say, make our mind qualified so that our mind serves others' mind. Just like if we want to tell something to someone, we call them and speak to them in words and say what we want to say. In the same way, when my mind serves the mind of others, when my thought serves the thoughts of others, when my attitude serves the attitude of others, when my feelings serve others' feelings, that is service through the mind. So first of all, charity begins at home. I have to serve my mind. I have to make my mind qualified. So then the mind will automatically serve. I don't need to make any conscious effort. So Dadi Janki was sharing some thoughts on this aspect. How to make my mind qualified to serve others. So the first and foremost thing that is necessary is to make sure that I do not have any waste thoughts, I do not have any negative thoughts, I do not have any impure thoughts, I do not have any anger, I do not experience any form of sadness, I don't have the nature of worrying, because when I have all these habits, it is like I am getting influenced by the atmosphere and the nature and sanskaras of other people. So Dadi gave a beautiful analogy. She said, if you want to travel by boat and reach the other side of the destination through by boat, what is the attention you have to keep? You have to make sure the water doesn't enter the boat. Because if due to any reason the water enters the boat, instead of your boat taking you across, the boat will sink. In the same way, if I want to make my mind qualified to serve others, I should not allow my mind to be affected by the atmosphere, environment of the world outside. The moment I allow that to happen, there is a leakage, and slowly that sanskara of getting influenced make my boat sink. I can't use my mind to serve others. That is very, very important. Second thing that he said, three qualifications are necessary to make my mind qualified to serve others. The first most important thing is I need to be in touch with my intrinsic goodness of the soul, which is love, peace, truth, the intrinsic goodness of the soul. The more I am in touch, in tune, I am serving my mind. I am kind to my mind. I mind my mind. So the mind is happy to serve others. The second thing that he mentioned was the awareness who I belong to. Because I am not unlimited on my own. We are being of peace, we are beings of love, we are beings of happiness, but we are not the ocean, the source. So this awareness is very, very important, that I am the child of God and my mind is connected with the source. And the third important factor that makes my mind qualified is recognizing the importance of the time. When I understand the importance of time, I automatically save my thoughts. And saving thoughts is serving world. When you are saving your thoughts, you are using your mind to serve the world. You know, sometimes when we talk about serving through the mind, we think, most of us Brahmins, that we must sit in meditation, have yoga bhati, and visualize the world in front of us, and giving good wishes and pure feelings. So then we think we are serving the world. Of course, that is one method. But in fact, service through the mind, Dadi said, should happen naturally all the time. It is not suddenly I heard the news, there was earthquake, there was flood somewhere, oh, I want to send good wishes to the people who are suffering. It doesn't work like that. But I should create a state of mind, you know, a state of mind in which anybody, everyone, jnanis, ajnanis, whoever comes in contact with me throughout the day, they receive the feeling of lightness, they feel easiness, they feel hope, they feel encouraged, they feel empowered. So that means I have a reservoir of positive power of spirituality with the three qualifications I mentioned earlier, that I am emanating that vibrations from my mind all the time. I do not have to all of a sudden, you know, make that effort. Now I want to send out good wishes. It doesn't work like that. It has to be a kind of natural flow. That is why first I need to serve my mind. If I have not served my mind, mind is not ready to serve others. So, one of the methods this morning, Nirvair Bhai was meeting the core group, means the coordinators, and one of the questions that was asked to him was how he minds his mind, how he is mindful to his mind all these years, that he is able to stay so stable, you know, all these years. And one beautiful answer he gave was that a wise person never uses wealth wastefully. A wise mind never wastes any treasures. And in order to not to waste any treasures, one of the methods he uses is dialoguing with the mind. We must not try to serve the mind by suppression in the name of controlling, but it has to be done with a dialogue. Now he was reminding us the dialogue Brahma Baba used to have even before he became instrument to God. You know, he used to call mind, intellect, sanskara as his ministers. And he used to talk to his mind. Nowadays, you have been deceiving me a lot. You know, I have heard there is a king whose minister always obeys the ruler. You have been deceiving me because you have been influenced by your own subconscious mind. So what is we need to understand is to dialogue with my mind. Because the mind has thoughts and those thoughts are connected with our subconscious mind. So if you suppress it, if not today, tomorrow again it would come out. So one method of serving my mind is to have a dialogue between the mind, the intellect and sanskaras. So that I am able to convince and then take the cooperation of the intellect and my heart. So when the mind, intellect and heart are together, then there is no conflict. The second method of serving my mind is to increase my power of churning. And in order to increase my power of churning, I need to develop an interest for knowledge. I need to create a feeling of fascination for knowledge. That would help me to stimulate my intellect, and then the intellect cooperates with the mind. One thing you must definitely remember, wherever your intellect goes, the mind follows. So sometimes in serving my mind, I have to take the cooperation of my intellect. I have to make sure I feed my intellect with the right type of thought. Then automatically the mind and intellect work together. So don't try to suppress your thoughts, but with dialogue, convince the mind and work together with your intellect and the heart. And the third method that we can use to serve our mind is to connect my thoughts with Baba. In one word, man, mana, bhav. So when my mind is in man, mana, bhav stage, I am serving my mind. So automatically my mind becomes strong, my thoughts are strengthened, and it will have the capacity to travel, it will have the capacity to project itself, the energy, even far and wide. So first step of serving through the mind is to serve the mind itself. So that is why we say be kind to your mind. Make your mind your best friend. Don't suppress your mind. Don't beat your mind. Don't curse your mind, because all these things damages your intellect. So then you are not able to discern your thoughts properly. So thoughts will come in the mind, but once the intellect is awake, it can discern the thoughts with dialogue, transform it. One is to keep the intellect awake, but the second thing, which is very important, is to stay awake. What happens within the Brahmin family is we are awake, but we also go to sleep. Awake, asleep, is like light on and off, so that the thoughts doesn't get stronger. So stay awake. That means maintain that state of awakening so that there is no deception from my subconscious mind. So I have to first of all pay attention to this aspect if I want to prepare my mind to serve. Now, service through the mind can happen, say for example, I am not doing anything, I am not even thinking about the world, I am not thinking about anyone. I am just staying in Baba's remembrance, that's all. So you are serving through the mind. When I am in tune with Baba, when I am in Baba's remembrance, I am serving through the mind. How? You are creating a powerful spiritual atmosphere. So you have prepared an atmosphere for people to feel. You know, sometimes we go to some places, there is nobody there, but you feel you are being sustained. Like for example, you go to Madhuban, you go to Baba's room, you feel that you are being sustained by Baba. Why? Because Baba has done so much tapasya and left that vibrations, and today it sustains us. So it may not be noticed how you are serving, but every time we are sitting in Baba's remembrance, we are actually purifying the atmosphere. We are making the atmosphere powerful. That is one way of serving through the mind. The second thing is, of course, service through the mind begins with myself. Because many of us don't even have good wishes for the self, good thinking for the self. So service through the mind begins by having positive thoughts for myself before extending good wishes to others. Yes, having good wishes to others is also service through the mind. But I cannot extend good wishes to someone if I have not had good thinking consistently for myself. So this is why it is very important to look at myself as Baba sees me. And as I said, the one qualification, I need to be in tune with my intrinsic quality, intrinsic goodness. All of us are good. Intrinsically, all souls are good. All souls are positive. It's only when I'm in tune with my intrinsic goodness, I can think good about myself. So when I become embodiment of goodness about myself, it automatically becomes good wishes for others. You understand? Because it just becomes, you know, it turns into wishes automatically. And Baba's children, it is not just good wishes also. Because not only I have good thinking for myself, but my thinking becomes pure thinking. When my thinking transforms from positive thinking to pure thinking for myself, it becomes pure feelings for others. So once Bhaktada said, to have good thinking, pure thinking for the self, we need power of knowledge. Because the more knowledge you accumulate, the more you can think positive. Otherwise, where do you get the material to think positive about yourself? And the source for thinking positive about yourself is Murli. Because if you have the hobby of churning the murli, if you have the hobby of thinking about the murli, so you are automatically making your mind filled with that good thoughts, pure thoughts. The pure energy begins circling in your intellect, bubbling in your intellect. Then naturally, you will start extending those thoughts in the... It is only an extension. You know, you are not making artificial effort. I want to serve this soul, so I am sending good wishes. When I am losing hope in myself, how can I give hope to someone? First of all, I need to have hope in myself. You know, I need to save myself, then only I can save someone. So having good wishes to others is extension of my good thinking. So good wishes for others, pure feelings for others becomes yoga power. Because service through the mind, another name for this is serving through yoga power. And yoga power is dual power. Soul power and God power. And so when I'm extending good wishes to others in the form of pure feelings, it's an extension because it is connected with God's power and soul power combined. And that is why we don't take the credit of I did it. And the beauty of that is, Baba said once, when I have that genuine good thinking for myself and pure feelings for others, it reaches them instantly. Now, at this moment, I'm having, you know, my natural habit of good thinking brings pure feelings for others, loving feelings, pure feelings. At the same time, souls who are ready, it could be anyone, they will have loving feelings developed for God. My pure feelings will allow souls to develop loving feelings towards themselves and towards God. So that is serving, my mind serving others' mind. Without seeing them, without knowing them, without coming into contact. So first of all, I need to serve my mind. I need to teach myself to think positive, good thoughts consistently. That's what Nirvay Bhai said this morning. You know, a wise person, a wise soul will not think waste, will not think negative, will not think unnecessary thoughts. Because they are always aware of being on service. You know, they are always aware that they are on the stage. Not what I do, others are observing. Each thought of mine echoes and creates an atmosphere. And so automatically when I teach myself to think constantly positive, good thoughts, I am serving myself. And when that becomes excessive, you know, overflowing in a way, it will go to others automatically in the form of pure feelings. But once Dadi Janki said, say for example, when we come into interaction with others, so I have good feelings, pure feelings for some souls, but there are some souls with whom we have to settle accounts of karma, even in Brahmin life too. So there is some kind of strained relationship due to karmic accounts. So I cannot extend the same feelings. My feelings change. So that shows that I have not enough stock of positive power within my store. Because if I have enough stock of power of spirituality, power of positivity, even if they have negative feelings for me, it will nullify, it will neutralize. It doesn't affect me. Even though I may be settling account, but their negativity, their negative behavior will not touch my mind. So if I have any waste thought or any worry, any kind of negative thoughts towards someone, I cannot serve through my mind. And my mind is not qualified. You know, it's like you are allowing water to come into your boat. So you can't reach your destination. You have to take care. You see, this is the beauty, isn't it? The boat can float on the water and take you to the other side. But if by mistake the water comes into the boat sinks. So we can become powerful instruments to serve through the mind once we keep away these vibrations of the world outside, not take them inside. So first I need to serve myself, and second state of serving through the mind is the people with whom I live day and night constantly. You know, sometimes we try to serve the world sitting there sending good vibrations, but when it comes to the people with whom I live, I cannot even have one good wish for them. I have all kinds of thoughts. So how can this thought reach to the world when my thought cannot even reach to the person who is sitting under my nose? So I need to experiment with my good wishes, pure feelings, with the people with whom I live, to what extent it is reaching. So once some soul said to Dadi, but you know, I always have good wishes for this soul, but this soul is not changing day in and day out. So after some time I get tired. I don't see any result. So then I start to go back to original, you know. I give up. So what Dadi said was, you must really look deep into yourself. Why it is not reaching? See, if it is genuine, it is energy, isn't it? If it is pure energy flowing through me, they must receive it. What is the blockage in between? So Dadi said, because you have kept the defect of that soul in your attitude, deep inside. It's there in your chit, you know, in your chit, in the track of your mind. But on the top of it, you are sending good wishes. So what they are receiving is what is in your chit, not what you are sending superficially. Only when you clean your chit, the track of your mind, even the memories, you know, of that soul, what it has done, then only it will reach. Really, this time, you know, when Dadi was in Australia, she made this point very, very clear about chit. Because we know the heart is connected with the intellect. Heart is the conscience of the soul. It is submerged in the intellect. But where is the chit? So Dadi made it very clear. Chit is an aspect of sanskaras. It is subconscious mind. Subconscious mind has two parts. One is actions, relationships, one aspect. And the second aspect is the memories of those relationships and actions. So sometimes we clear karmic accounts that we have created on the basis of action and relationship. But we have not erased the memories yet. You understand? It's a little bit deep aspect. So those memories we are still holding. It is just like you pay the bills and you keep the receipt. So what happens? Every time you see the receipt, you remember all the money that is paid. So you cannot become light, isn't it? So unless I cleanse the chit of the memories, my interaction, my memories, some time ago, whenever it could be, the good wishes cannot touch that soul. So Dadi suggested that I should use the mirror of knowledge and cleanse that chit. Chit cannot be cleansed without the power of knowledge. Because power of knowledge shows me clearly, you know, what is it actually that I am holding on to. So if I am genuine, you know, then the energy of pure thought, if there is nothing in my chit, see in Hindi we use the word Shubha Chintan, you know, Shubha Chintak means for myself. Shubha Chintan is for others. So why my chintan, which is good, is not reaching? Because there is something in the chit. Chit and chintan are connected. So unless I cleanse the chit, my chintan cannot become, you know, like smooth, that it can touch others. So this is what Dadi said, you are holding on something in your chip of that soul, some memories, subtle memories also. You have not erased it, so that is why it is not reaching. And the soul realized, and she did look into herself deeply and transformed, and it worked. You know, so it, actually, when we are serving souls through our mind, what we are doing is, we are actually releasing pure energy. We are releasing positive energy in the direction of that soul. Maybe due to whatever reason, that soul cannot receive, if there is blockage in the intellect, due to lack of understanding, due to lack of some kind of karmic accounts, whatever it could be. So I should be consistent. If I am genuine, I will be consistent in releasing that energy. And once that blockage is removed, everything is okay. So sometimes it could take short time, sometimes it could take long time. But if I am genuine, I won't get tired. Because see, when you are serving through the mind, you are doing two things at the same time. Serving the self, serving others. No, Baba often says you must keep the balance of self-service and service of others. So automatically you are doing it. So it is no waste of time because all your treasures are being used in a worthwhile way. So this is why I should not start to prepare myself to serve through my mind all of a sudden, but it should become like a natural nature that I always emanate, you know, emit that positive energy from deep within. Wishing well for one and for all. So then I don't need to make that kind of artificial effort. So that is second level, the people with whom I live day and night. Then the third level is serving through the mind souls who come in contact with me occasionally. They are not living with me, but it could be Laukik people, it could be friends, colleagues, anyone whom I come in contact occasionally. And then the fourth level is service for the souls in the world, whom we don't even know. But one thing is definite, that if you really want to serve on that unlimited level, so you have to let go of all the limitations. Because when I have any kind of limitation in my mind, I am not serving the world on an unlimited level. So this is why sometimes we call service through the mind as satellite transmission. You know, it is spiritual radiation. It is sakash. No, once Baba used this word a lot in 1 year. All that I am doing is giving sakash to the whole world. But of course, I cannot do it myself. You know, when I am in that stage of being a lighthouse and a might house, when I am on the unlimited, what I do, I just emerge that unlimited feelings in my heart. What kind of thought you will have when you emerge that unlimited feelings? I feel whatever I have received from Baba, the teachings, the sustenance, the inheritance, I see the whole world as my family and all the people who live as my brothers and sisters. And I see myself, the world with the feelings, let them also receive everything that I have received. You know, it's like sometimes Dadi makes this action. Whatever I have received from Baba, let you all get it. Let you all receive. Bhavna, you know. So you have to create this bhavna in your heart. Immerse this unlimited bhavna. Let all the souls in the world receive this, what I have received. So you lift your consciousness and you just connect with Baba. You know, it is just like plugging your plug to the powerhouse, satellite. That's all. I just need to do that. I just connect myself with the satellite, with that unlimited feelings. Then, from Baba, souls in the world, whoever is ready at that time, whoever is in tune with God, they receive. It could be anyone, anywhere. I am on the unlimited with that unlimited feeling. All that I experience at that time is that energy is passing through me, so I get the sakash, that's all. It's just like you get a commission, you know. You get a little commission for being the channel. But it is from Baba those souls are receiving. So I don't have the thought in my mind at that time, I'm giving this to this one, that one, no. So this is why it is very, very important for me to be on the unlimited. You know, when I'm on the unlimited, that is what Baba calls it as elevated thoughts. When you have elevated thoughts, you serve the world through your thoughts. Now, I just want to make this point very clear. This is also something Dadi made it very clear in Australia this time. What are elevated thoughts? How my thoughts can become elevated? I can only have pure, powerful, positive thoughts. So when my pure, powerful, positive thoughts are concentrated on Baba over a period of time, those thoughts are filled with God's power. So it's pulled up. So automatically when God's power is filled in those thoughts, they become elevated. So elevated, such elevated thoughts, it's God's power filled in the pure and positive thoughts I had, will serve the thoughts of others. You know, like Baba gives sometimes the example, science has invented such weapons that they can sit in one place and they can send out the bullets in any, wherever they target, it can reach there, right? So science is so fast. So my elevated thoughts will serve the thoughts of others. Because it is filled with God's power. So this is where Baba said, even in the last Murali, when he was conducting drill, he used the word concentration. So I need to really have that power of concentration. And concentration is possible only when my thoughts are pure and powerful. Because the intellect needs that strength to hold. If there is lack of purity and power in my thoughts, then I cannot concentrate. And without having concentration, God's energy cannot be filled in that. So I need to really make my thoughts elevated to allow my mind to serve the minds of others, the thoughts of others. So this is a very interesting experiment we can do with ourselves. You know, Baba is constantly bestowing his power, his love. But to receive it, I need to have that concentration, focus. So that is why it is important to allow myself to sit in tapasya. Tapasya means concentration and determination. Without determination, you cannot have concentration. And you cannot have determination if you don't have an aim. See, that is why we have these yoga bhattis in many centers once a week at least, 2 hours, 3 hours. It is important to participate in those bhattis because it gives me the opportunity to understand how deep I can go, how high I can fly and hold on to that stage as long as I want. So this is what some people were asking me. Baba was, when Baba was conducting the drill, he asked us to transform our form in a second, but then he held us for a few minutes in that stage. Not that 1 second you go and next second you come down. You know, no, I should be able to hold on to that. Then only I am able to see the magic of the power of my thoughts. So this is why purity plays a very important role in serving through the mind. Without having complete purity, it is not possible to make my mind qualified to serve the mind of others. You see, because this world is filled with negativity, you know, so much negativity, so my thoughts should be so pure that it can surpass, you know, all this negativity and reach out to the other corner. It has to travel like laser. You understand? So that means my thoughts need to have so much of power that it don't get lost somewhere. So that is why purity is very important. No? So how can I know my thoughts are pure? So one thing, one ingredient that helps us to check is total selflessness. You may have positive thought, but if there is selfishness in that positive thought, it doesn't work. See, that is why when people ask us, do you pray for people, you know, like Christians pray for other people, we say we don't pray for anybody because we don't have any kind of particular people for whom we send good wishes. When we have good wishes, we have for everyone, not a particular person. So that means there should be no selfishness. There should be no expectation. It should be totally open, open. You know, you just make it a habit, hobby, to always think good about everyone, to always have good thinking for myself, a natural nature. I know some people in the Brahmin family, you know, they have such a personality that I have never ever heard them speaking one negative word, ever. And sure that they won't think also. Because if you are not thinking, you wouldn't speak also. So that means there is such a attention on the self to accumulate that power of positivity. So I think this is the hobby we need to develop in order to make my mind qualified, to accumulate the power of positivity, accumulate the power of purity, then automatically the thoughts that emerges from such a mind will serve others. No, my attitude should serve the attitude of others. My thoughts should serve the thoughts of others. Even if someone is having negative attitude towards me, let me continue to have positive attitude towards them, so that the negative energy gets nullified. So then automatically our relationship is straightened. So I need to have so much of reservoir, no? Stock. That's what we learn from dadis and we learn from seniors. Of course, they also have gone through the same stages what we are going through. But because there was attention on themselves, so they were able to store that power of positivity. So according to the present time, what Baba is saying, that time is short. We cannot reach out to people physically. Wherever we can reach out, we can speak the message. But there should not be a single soul without receiving the message. Otherwise they will complain. Why you did not give the message? So this is why I need to always have an open mind. They say, no, my mind should be like a parachute. You know parachute? It works better when it is open. So I should not have a closed mind. An open mind. Always my mind facing Baba. That is called introversion. You know, in Hindi it's a beautiful word, antar mukhi. Mukhi, mukh means face. The face of the soul is the mind. So if my mind is always facing Baba, how my face will look like? Sunflower. See, the sunflower always begin to bloom when the sun rises, isn't it? It faces the sun. So in this confluence age, we should really make up our mind. Let the mind always face Baba. That is Manmana Bhav. So naturally, your face is cheerful, but your mind is empowered with God's energy. So there cannot be any waste thoughts. Instead of facing Baba, we start to use our mind to see others, and then our mind becomes a vacuum cleaner instead of being a sunflower. What does the vacuum cleaner do? Suck all the rubbish, and we make our mind dustbin. So don't make your mind vacuum cleaner. Keep your mind like sunflower. So that I am able to always radiate light. You know, I should be like a lighthouse. Does not mean only giving light to the world, but wherever I go, The more light I am, the more light I give. So, if I become an instrument to remove the darkness, that is also service of the mind. So, when I am in that light awareness, when I am light myself, then only I can become instrument. So that's where many times Baba says, you can serve through the mind when you are in the stage of lighthouse. So what it means to be lighthouse? Embodiment of knowledge. Knowledge means light. So when you are embodiment of knowledge, you are lighthouse. That means you are using the right point of knowledge at the right time, in the right way. You're not giving lecture, but you are embodiment of knowledge. You may not be sitting in yoga, but you are powerful. So you are giving power to others. How? You are using the right power at the right time. You know, where you need tolerance power, if you use the power to face, as Baba said, that is not yoga. Yoga is not sitting only, but you are serving others through your yoga stage when you are using the right power at the right time. So you are serving their mind because you are donating power. You know, I am donating knowledge without speaking. Because I am using knowledge in the right way. So we don't need to think about, you know, something that we have to keep away from doing service, we have to keep away from doing karma yoga to serve through the mind. Not really. You can do all your actions, you can be a karma yogi. At the same time, you can be using your mind to serve the minds of others. So it is only then you find that you are on service all the time. You know, you will not have complaints saying, oh, I am not given chance to do service, what to do? You don't need to be given chance to serve through the mind. Anybody and everybody can do. So what I would like to say is, first, serve your mind. Make your mind qualified. Then let the mind automatically serve others. Because when I am in Manmanabhava stage, when I served my mind, the mind is facing Baba, then Baba will use the mind to serve others. I don't need to make that artificial effort. So this should be our hobby. Always giving attention to the mind, taking care of the intellect. That intellect is not influenced anywhere. When the intellect is under influence, the mind gets the chance to wander. Think about it. When the intellect is under influence, the mind gets the chance to wander around. But if the intellect is beyond influence, the mind cooperates with the intellect. And they can together work better and serve successfully. So take care. Mind your mind. Be kind and be friends. So let us experiment for the next half an hour or so. Just emerging that pure unlimited feelings. You know, we have received so much from Baba, for which we are thankful to Baba, of course. And the only feelings all of us will have now is let these treasures, inheritance, blessings I have received, let it reach out to the souls of the whole world. Everyone receive it. They are my family. I have something in plenty which they are calling out for. So I want to share. So just immerse that unlimited feelings and just sit with Baba. Plug in your connection and sit with Baba, the satellites. And from Baba, let it reach out to the world. So don't struggle. Don't battle with yourself. Just attention, that's all. They say wherever your attention goes, energy grows and life flows. So when you give attention to your energy will be extended and it will get expanded and it will reach out automatically. So let us use this time to serve our mind and let the mind serve others. Om Shanti. Only one request before we start our journey. If all of us just remain seated for the next hour without going out, coming in, that vibrations also helps us, collective vibrations. Just like when we get into the aircraft, you know, they close the door and then they ask us to take our seat. And after taking the seat, they ask us to put on the seat belt. And once all of us are seated on our seat, with our seat belt on, then only the flight, the aircraft start to move away from its parking bay and start to go towards the runway to take off. So let us see ourselves like that now. We are all in an aircraft. So we should cooperate with each other by not making any movement, but just take the seat, becoming aware that I, the soul, a being of light, seated in this body, on the seat in my center of the forehead. As I become aware of my original form of light, I shift my awareness from this world of sound and movement into my inner world. I feel peace. I am peace. I become peace myself. I am love, a being of love. I am love itself. I am serene. I am bliss. I am truth. As I come in touch with my intrinsic goodness. I begin to experience myself becoming so light, weightless, I am pulled beyond this body, I move upwards. I am pulled to the source. I am connected with the source of peace, of love, of truth and wisdom. In this awareness, I am beyond all limitations. The unlimited feelings of love, of peace from the source spreads out into the world like beams of light. Rays of light enveloping the whole world. I stay with Baba. In my combined form, rays of light emerges from this combined form. Reach reaching out into the world, dispelling the darkness, bringing smiles, removing the sorrow, become one with Baba.